Hello, JCI USA. This is Membership Development Director Emily Nock, and you are listening to Howl Time, the official podcast of the JCI USA Wolfpack. Now, here at JCI USA, we offer lots of tools and resources to help you and your chapters reach success for the year and to stay on track. One of those tools is our Civic Leadership Certification Program, otherwise known as CLC. This week, I had the opportunity to sit down with Program Manager Kaylee Wilkie and NVP of Chapter Relations, Krista Schaefer, to discuss the CLC program and how to make it work for you. All right, welcome, Kaylee, MVP Krista. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And so, Kaylee, I'm going to start with you since you are the program manager this year for CLC. Why don't you start with just telling us a little bit about yourself and your personal JC story?
Well, I became a member about 5 years ago. I was pretty new to the area. I wasn't from originally Minnesota, so I was looking for new opportunities to meet new people and to do community service and to teach my kids what it meant to be a patron, you know, for helping the community. And I found the JCs and I fell in love, and I've been going gung-ho ever since. So yeah.
Great. So this year you're overseeing the CLC program.
Yep.
Which is fantastic. Is this your first program manager position?
No, actually I've held several program manager positions on the state level. I was awards program manager on the state level. And then this year I'm also Parade Points program manager for the state of Minnesota as well. So.
Okay. And Krista, of course, you are the MVP of Chapter Relations this year. So the CLC program falls under your area of expertise.
Yes, it does.
And what is your role in overseeing the program?
I work with Kaylee a lot talking about it, and we revamped the individual things that are on the library and working towards changing deadlines to help meet and service our members, chapters, and states better. Kaylee did a wonderful job doing a survey, sent it out, and revamped it. So I've just been working with her, motivating her, also answering questions or helping guide her to the right person to talk to if she needs it.
I know that's great. As we had you on a previous episode of Howl Time, you gave us a little bit of your background at that time. So it's good to have you in this position because, as you said before, you're kind of born and bred in the JCs from birth, pretty much, if not before.
Right, exactly.
All right. So with CLC, Kaylee, what exactly is CLC?
Well, the CLC program, it's designed to help chapters and states be successful, not only for their members, but also for their communities that they're in. So what it is it's a series of tasks that we have that are for submission throughout the year. And it's just to help provide knowledge on growing yourself on an individual level, on a business level, and then on a community service level. So with all those combined, going along with what JCI's vision and mission is, that if you do the CLC program, it's supposed to help you become successful.
So is this a program that's for more the individual member, or is it for geared towards the chapter or the state?
I think it encompasses all of those on an individual level, as far as learning how to create a plan of action and to understand what it means to go out into your community and see the needs and put together a plan to try and help what you see needs to be helped. On a business level, you learn all different types of programs that you use, as far as Microsoft Word, Excel, Google Docs you can use, PDF formats. So that would help you on the business level. And then as far as for the chapter, I think that just having these sets of tasks is just a good way to have everybody on the same page as to what you need to work towards to gain the individual, the business, and then essentially the community aspect of what JCI strives for.
So can anyone go in and access the program then?
I know for sure that all of the chapter presidents and the state presidents, and I think even some of the vice presidents on the state level can access what the CLC program is as far as submitting. But on the JCI.cc website, we have all of the lists of tasks within the library on the website. So anyone can access that to see what is on there and help their chapter or help their state get to that CLC accomplishments.
Okay, so anyone can access it, but ultimately it's going to be the chapter or state president that's responsible for making sure, that for overseeing it and making sure everything is accomplished.
Yes, yep.
And where do they go in to process these tasks?
So you would go on to jcmember.com and you would log in just like you would for updating your membership or doing your passport. And there is a button that talks about the civic leadership for your specific chapter or for your specific state. And you would click on that for the correct year for 2019. And then it lists all of the tasks that we have available on the program. And some of them, it's just a simple click yes or no, like the update and renew your liability insurance. We don't need to know the specifics of it. We just want to make sure that you're doing it. So you just click yes. Or if it's for like your plan of action, you would have to upload your actual plan of action. And then when you submit that, it gets sent to me. I review them and I read them and I make sure that, you know, if I see something that maybe you might need a little bit of help with, that we can certainly help you with that to help improve your chapter or your state. Otherwise, we approve them and then we make sure you guys are right on track.
These are all steps to make sure you're maintaining a healthy chapter or a healthy state organization.
Absolutely.
And is there a certain order that things have to be done in? Can you just do them however you see fit, or is it laid out for you?
There are deadlines. So we have a big deadline coming up on the 30th of April. We have several tasks due, such as review and revise your constitution, your bylaws, and your policies, which you would have to upload, update and renew your liability insurance, update and renew your articles of incorporation with your Secretary of State, and then your first quarter chapter plan review. Now, those are all due at the end of April, but we do have other tasks that are due throughout the year that you can also submit early if it allows. Like if you get your IRS 990 done early, you can certainly upload that and send it your way. Some of them do need to wait until the end of the year, like conducting monthly board meetings. You can't exactly show that you've done that in, let's say, June when it's not the end of the year. So some of them do have to wait, but others you can definitely submit once they are completely finished. And as long as it's all good to go, then they get approved.
Now, if a chapter or a state has missed a deadline already, is it still worth it for them? Should they still keep going with the rest of it, or should they just try and wait for next year?
Absolutely, you can keep going with it. I mean, just because you're not going to get 100% on the CLC doesn't mean that you shouldn't be involved in the program. The program is there to help guide you and to help make you be successful. Just because you missed a deadline from back in February doesn't mean that you should give up. Also, if you know if you're going to be missing a deadline because you just can't get your chapter plan review put together on time, you've had something come up, go ahead and email me at clc at jciusa.org and just let me know, look, I need an extension. I'm not going to say no. But yeah, I mean, absolutely. Keep going with the program, even if you've missed a couple, or if you don't feel like you're just overwhelmed, just do what you can. It's a tool. It's not it's not a necessity, but it's a tool to help guide you.
Now, MVP Krista, has you've traveled around and you've spoken with other chapters in other states, what are the benefits that you see from the chapters that follow the CLC program?
Many of the chapters and states that I talk to say it's a great tool for them to use, and it's like an outline. So going in as a state president or a chapter president, they're able to look at that, put things on their agenda or their calendar, and kind of focus on the areas at that point. And it also allows them to reflect on the area. So like the chapter plan review is coming up at the end of April. They're able to look back at what their chapter plan was, really go through it, see where they've accomplished goals, but also move forward and see if they need to modify or accommodate to different things because of situations that changed.
Right. So, and Krista, I know as a state president in JCI New York, you received 100% CLC certification for the year.
I did. I utilized that thing and kept it. It helped me write my state plan and really focus myself with the year of in 2007 to really complete everything. And we did pretty well for New York State, making that positive change and impact.
Yeah, I know that you had a lot of new chapters started up that year. There was a lot of excitement in New York. You saw growth for the membership. And I think you guys really achieved a lot more. I don't know if that's directly related to the CLC program, but did it have an impact on it?
It really did. I came in looking at the CLC. I downloaded the pages, kind of made my whole plan kind of geared towards reflecting and checking on it, what we needed to do and making sure we were going to chapter events and utilizing that within our chapters also, which brought them to be excited to go to other chapters to do the different things that the CLC asked you to do as tasks.
There's definitely a lot of benefits to participating with the program.
Definitely.
And Kaylee, would you say that, so if a chapter or state has done this in the past, is it worthwhile for them to do it again, or do they already know the information and there's no need to pay attention to it again?
No, the CLC is a living document. This year we had changed a bunch of what the CLC tasks were as far as just updating it to make it easier to use. We added links for the CLC or for the JCI library documents. So no, I think that if you are a successful chapter or state that have gotten 100% CLC in previous years, I think you should continue to use it, because I think that with the 1 year to lead, just because last year's chapter president got 100% CLC doesn't mean that they're going to give all of that to the new chapter president and tell them this is what you need to do. So it helps for the new leadership to see what JCI is asking you to do to help you become a successful chapter or a successful state.
And so you review the program each year, whoever's the program manager, to see what needs to be updated or if changes need to be made. Is that based on feedback?
Yes, it is. I know just a few years ago, the CLC program was all paper-based. So it's come a long way since then. We did end up doing a big survey earlier this year, to where we asked a series of questions just to see from our members what they think would make the CLC program easier to use and to try and increase participation. And that's our biggest thing for this year, is to increase participation in the CLC program so people understand the benefits of what the program is trying to offer.
And this month we do have an incentive going on for people participating in the program from the national level. And that's going to be, of course, it's up for a meal for the chapter if they've participated up to this point, including their quarterly review. And now the quarterly review, I know that was something when I was a chapter president that kind of intimidated me on what you wanted for a quarterly review. Can you speak to that just for just a little bit for what the quarterly review exactly is?
The quarterly review is just to help the chapters or the states just kind of stay on task of the original goals that were set out at the beginning of the year. You know, you create a document and then you kind of just push it off to the side and then you forget about it and you forget about what the chapter had originally intended to do for the year. But if you bring it out and you reread it and you reread your goals, it really helps. You know, you're like, oh yeah, I totally forgot that we were supposed to be striving to do that in our community. So it helps with that. Or you look at your goals again, you're like, oh my gosh, I've already done like four of these. That's awesome. So I can focus on other things as far as what our goals are. So reviewing your chapter plan, it shouldn't be difficult and it shouldn't be overwhelming. It's just to help, you know, bring you back on track, especially come fall time when you've had a super busy summer of doing all these projects in your community, just to bring it back to saying, oh yeah, you know, we still haven't done this yet. So that's just a couple more things that we want to focus on and then we'll be good to go with what our goals were. So I think it's just a really good tool. Don't feel overwhelmed. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask either your previous chapter presidents or your state or anybody on the national level. They are here to help you. So
Krista, if a chapter president or a state president has questions about how to prepare some of these documents or how to do a plan of action, how to do a review, is that something they can come to you or their assigned MVP on?
Oh, of course. We're all here to be a resource and to assist where we can. We do have the template for the plan of action on the JCI USA website. You have to sign in at jci.cc and go to, you know, the USA part, and you can look it up. But if there's any questions or if a task was completed, they can reach out to any of the MVPs or the program manager, Kaylee, or even me.
Great. And so for more information on the program, where's the best place for them to go, would you suggest?
Well, they can either email clc@jciusa.org or they can email me at kshafer, S-H-A-F-E-R, at jci.org, or they can go on to the library. The library does have the CLC program, all the tasks up on paper form, and also the guidelines. So what areas of opportunity are those tasks?
And then they will, once they complete it, they will receive recognition based on that at the year-end awards ceremony in 2020, correct?
Yes.
Anything else that either of you want to add about the program? All right, then I only have one more request. Last thing, how we end every single episode here, and you guys can do it together, but I have to hear your best Wolfpack howl.
All right, should we count 1, 2, 3, Kaylee, or do you want to just go for it?
No, let's count.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Ow!
Great. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. If anyone has any questions, please reach out to Program Manager Kaylee or MVP Krista. They're here to assist you like the rest of the national team and get that CLC submitted so you can be entered into our April incentive and a chance to get a free meal for your chapter. Thanks, guys. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, JCI USA. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Howl Time. Remember to get those CLC submissions in by April 30th so you can be entered into our drawing for a free meal for your chapter. If you have any questions about the incentive or any questions about Howl Time, a suggestion you want to make for a project, a topic you want to hear about, or maybe a chapter that you think deserves to be featured on one of our spotlights, let me know. If you're listening on the Anchor app, you can send us a message directly. Otherwise, you can shoot me an email at enoch@jciusa.org. Until next week, JCI USA, I'll howl at you later. Ah!